Welcome to a special edition of the USACE 8, a conversation with the CWOB.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm CW5 Mike Corsaro. I'm the Chief Warrant Officer of the Aviation Branch and work for Major General Mac McCurry and work with Command Sergeant Major Kirk Coley here at USACE headquarters at Fort Novosel, Alabama.
Let's dive in. The really hard question of the day is, how do we actually say your last name?
Fair enough. My last name is pronounced Corsaro.
Corsaro. Okay. Give us a little bit of your background.
You know, seriously, by far, the best part of my background is being happily married to my wife, Sook, and being the proud parents of Joshua and Jacob. And we're very happy to announce, by the way, that Joshua has married to his beautiful wife, Jenna, and we are just so happy. And Jacob is also an officer in the Army and an aviator here at Fort Novosel.
Tell us about your Army journey.
I really started to focus on my military career after graduating from college in May 1989. Yes, I'm old, I know. Pretty much that's when I started to enter flight school at what was then actually Fort Rucker, Alabama. You know, throughout my career, I've had the honor to serve in a number of technical, tactical, operational advisory assignments while on active duty, and as well as the National Guard and the Reserves. And myself, like most of us who have been in for 30 plus years, have served in numerous positions across a spectrum of responsibility until I've served as the Command Chief Warrant Officer of 4th Combat Aviation Brigade. And I actually had a follow-on as a CCWO with 4th Infantry Division before becoming the 10th Chief Warrant Officer of the Aviation Branch here at Fort Novosel. You know, it's been a wonderful career. I've also been blessed with being qualified to fly and fight our CABS helicopters, as that has really kind of provided the insights to be the senior advisor to the commander and to help ensure our warrant officers have all the resources in their toolkit to be successful in their careers, as well as supporting their family. This has also helped with understanding the mission sets of each battalion and squadron in the brigade and how they fit into the overall mission each time we've deployed to theaters such as Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria.
You bring a tremendous amount of experience to the table and to the position. So the role of CWOB, what is that? What are the duties and responsibilities? What do you do?
I've been asking myself that question now for over a year. You know, as a member of the command team, it is really my duty to advise the commander on all things aviation and warrant officer issues on a tactical, operational, and strategic level. And we do that at echelon. This supports the CG's efforts to ensure our enterprise is moving forward in sync with the CSA's primary focus areas.
So how do you communicate initiatives or information from the branch to the CABs, to the senior warrant officers in the formations?
Yeah, great question. We have Command Chief Warrant Officers, as you know, in each one of our CABs. And we do a quarterly meeting that we'll get together on teams to kind of share insights, ideas, issues in the field so we can start working on them immediately. But not only that, I get an opportunity to actually go out and visit the CABs themselves and talk to the warrant officers. And they ask questions and they want answers, and rightfully so. And they want to know if their questions are actually being heard. So a lot of my cohorts, CW5 Scott Slider, CW5 Mike Main, CW5 Paul Dolfer, you're looking at CW5 John Bilton, CW5 Tim Slifko. I'm naming my partners in areas that make significant differences in decisions here in the enterprise. They work for areas like DAMO AV, PEO Aviation, you got HRC, OPFD, G1. So when we go out to the CABs and we get a question from a junior warrant officer, they're actually getting answers from W5s that work directly for the decision makers that answer those questions.
What are your top priorities?
Right now, it's important to focus on retention and also bridging the experience gap we are seeing in our formations and ensuring our enterprise is ready to fight and win our nation's wars. I would consider that our top priorities.
Let's dig into what you would call your number one priority right now.
Yeah, that would be retention. The Army as a whole is working to recruit and retain our mid-grade and senior soldiers as we transition from a counterinsurgency-focused battlefield to a multi-domain operations. We've identified an experience flip within our formations. That's really as our CW3s and CW4s move on to retire from the Army or move on from the Army. This is creating an experience gap in our units. Around 2008, we began reducing the accessions to our warrant officers. And this created the gap that we were talking about just now in our mid-grade ranks. That's your threes and fours. Those, as the season threes and fours left the Army, and we did not have junior warrant officer base to fully replace them, that created the gap. So right around 2017, we began to hire more aviation warrant officers. And since we can't hire threes and fours, we hired W1s. And we hired a lot of them. This is the experience flip that we have been talking about. Then don't get me wrong. We may have a younger warrant officer corps right now. They do not lack talent. Our aviation warrant officers today are much more talented than many of us old dinosaurs were when we graduated from flight school. The helicopters we flew back then were not nearly as sophisticated as the AH-64 Echo or the UH-60 Mike or the CH-47 that we fly today. Our aviators are extremely talented. They simply lack experience that only time can give them. So what we're doing is we are supplementing this experience gap. We're supplementing it with education and lessons learned to equip our junior warrant officers to meet the demand of the battlefields of today and tomorrow. And one way we're doing this is by modernizing our warrant officer professional military education. And we are taking our PME to the next level, a level that focuses on aviation warfighting as well as teaching them the staffing and leadership functions they need to advance in their careers. These are courses like the Advanced Warfighting Skills and Advanced Tactics Instructor course, just to name a few. We are also generating new senior level PME courses to give our cohort the tools they need to succeed and be the subject matter experts and advisors to the commander. These are TRADOC approved courses, such as our Senior Tactical Instructor course or our Senior AMSO courses. And that's not just for our aviators, but also for our maintenance technicians, our ATC warrant officers, and our tactical UAS experts as well. You couple this with incentives to our low-density MOSs, and you begin to build a recipe for retention and bridging the experience gap that we're seeing right now.
When will we learn more about Army Aviation initiatives and programs that your office is involved with?
Well, I think we covered enough for now, but I am looking forward to getting together for our next podcast in August.
Thank you for listening to the USACE 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.